Ephesians chapter 6, again, I will just read the one verse where Paul is continuing talking about the armor of God. And remember, it is the armor of God.
Yes, sir.
He says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit." And then he clearly defines, which is the Rhema of God. This is God's Word. It's the Scripture. It's what people call the Bible. That is the sword of the Spirit. Now, let me briefly, I'll try to be brief, try to briefly review. There is a difference between the Word, the Son of God, and the Word, the Scriptures.
Yes, sir.
Now, ask two questions. Did the Word of God, and I will define what I actually mean by, did the Scriptures create the universe?
No.
No. But the Son of God created the universe. Christ, the Word, did.
Yes, sir.
The Scriptures, the Word, doesn't.
Exactly.
Another question I asked, can the Word of God, and what I mean by that, I mean the Scriptures, can they be corrupted? Yes. Paul spoke of those who corrupt the Word of God. He said, we're not like those who corrupt the Word of God.
Exactly.
But let me say that Christ, the Word, cannot be corrupted.
Amen.
It was said to Earl one time several years ago, a bunch of Grace people were together, they were at a conference, and a preacher made this statement, and he didn't mean anything bad by it, but he said, speaking of Earl, he's trying to make a separation or a difference between the written word and the living word. Well, you better make a difference. You better make a difference between the living word and the written word.
Yes, sir.
Because remember, the written word is God-breathed.
Yes, sir.
It's God-breathed. But nowhere does the written word say it breathes God.
Exactly. That's it.
What am I talking about? I'm talking about life comes from God.
Amen.
Physical life comes from God.
Yes, sir.
We use the word procreate. We don't create anything.
Exactly.
Even pro-wise. And all we have to work with is what's already there. We're not creating anything, are we? We're not creating anything. God Almighty is the creator of physical life and of spiritual life.
Amen.
Anytime the Scripture talks about life being given, spiritual ability being given, and I'm not going into the truth of Scripture that we're born dead in trespass and sin. We are. That is, we are totally unable to do anything of any spiritual value.
Exactly.
And you can preach the gospel all day long, even to the elect, and it still ain't going to change them.
Right.
Because they're just as dead by nature as the reprobate are.
That's right.
When the Scripture talks about life being given, it says this, those that are born of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what it talks about. And you hath he, God,
yeah,
quickened.
Amen.
Who did the quickening?
Yeah.
God did.
Exactly.
Now there are those who give us a hard time because we say that. But you know why we say that? Because the Scripture says
Amen.
That.
Exactly.
And you will not find in this word that this word gives life to anyone. In other words, as I said this, I'll read this last thing and then we'll move on. What I closed with last Sunday. The Scripture is God-breathed.
Yes, sir.
But Scripture never says it breathes God. What men do when they start holding to what I call gospel regeneration is that they are denying two fundamental truths. One, the absolute total depravity of mankind.
Yes, sir.
Because even the elect cannot understand this word apart from life from the word.
Amen.
You can't comprehend and love and believe the truth of this book unless God Almighty does something for you spiritually first.
Amen. That's right.
And He does it without this.
Yeah.
He does. He gives that life so that you can understand this.
Amen.
He doesn't use this to give you understanding of this.
Exactly.
I heard a preacher quote one time. He said, this word, talk about the Bible, gives you understanding. No, it don't. God gives you understanding to understand this word.
Exactly.
That's what the Scripture constantly affirms.
Yes, sir.
Paul, writing to Timothy, says that Jesus Christ abolished death.
Yeah.
This word doesn't abolish death.
Exactly.
But Jesus Christ abolished death and hath brought life and immortality, what? To light.
Amen.
Through the gospel.
Amen.
But not into existence through the gospel.
Exactly.
Even though I feel myself and I am persuaded that I am one of the elect of God, I was just as corrupt as the reprobate.
Exactly.
And it took an act of free sovereign grace to bring me to understand and believe and know this word.
Amen.
But let me say this, when God Almighty gives life, this word will then be life to you.
Yes, sir.
Just like food and drink is life to the body.
Exactly.
But food and drink is not life to a dead man.
Exactly. That's
is it?
Yeah.
It's not. This word is life, but it doesn't create life.
Exactly.
The Scripture, as I said, the Scripture is life, even as food and water is life. And our Lord used that illustration.
Yeah.
Did He not? And when He used that illustration, I've already read it. It was John 5, 24 through 29. He says, whosoever eateth me hath eternal life. Right? Not gets, not receives, not immediately has. You have to have life first before you'll feast on the Word.
Amen.
Feasting on this Word in love and trust for God's promises proves that life is there. It doesn't give life. It amazes me that we credit life to God and people get mad at us for that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know that?
That's exactly.
They get mad at us. You're denigrating the Scripture. My answer is, don't be a fool.
Exactly.
But we're not denigrating the Scripture.
No, sir.
Scripture never presents itself as creating life.
Exactly.
Never. The Word, that is the Scripture, sustains the living.
Amen.
And that's what it does.
That's it.
As I said, those who would teach anything else, one, they deny the absolute total depravity of the whole human race.
Yes, sir.
As though somehow God makes the Word some kind of mystical, special power. The Bible never presents itself as that.
Yes, sir.
We'll look at a passage, some try to claim it does, but it doesn't say that. What it says is our gospel came not to you in word only,
exactly,
but in power, that means authority. In power and in the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Right?
Amen.
We'll look at that later. Now when I say regeneration, I'm speaking of spiritual life being given to those that are dead in trespasses and in sins. Conversion is the Scripture then turning the heart and mind of the regenerate to the truth of God in Jesus Christ.
Right. Yes.
That's what the Bible teaches. And that's what we stand for, no matter who dislikes it.
Exactly. That's it.
There are people who refuse to fellowship us because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I say?
So be it.
So be it. So be it. Now, the Scriptures are proclaimed in three major ways. Now I'm going to get to the sword of the Spirit, which Paul says is the Word of God, and it is a sword.
Yes, sir.
It is a sword. Here is a juxtaposition. The word there, David, is not spoken of in the sense of life, but as something that what? Cuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Something that cuts.
Yeah.
Now the Scriptures are proclaimed in three major ways. First of all, being read directly.
Yeah.
Here's something else people get mad at us about. We believe it doesn't matter who reads the Word of God. If the Word of God's being read, God Almighty can use it.
Amen.
You know, yes, he uses truth to convert. I don't care who's saying it.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Yep. It's not the vessel, it's the message.
Amen.
Yes,
right.
Sir. That's it.
Yeah.
An ass preached the gospel one time.
That's right.
And his name's Walter. Now, he thought I meant Balaam's ass, didn't he? That's what Scott Richardson said. He said, you're an unclean ass. And he said, you can take that any way you want. That's what Scott, first time I ever heard him preach, he said that. I said, boy, you talk about tough. Scriptures are proclaimed in three major ways. One, being read directly. This, we could say, is the preaching of inspired writers.
Yes,
is it not?
Yes, sir.
It's them proclaiming through God, through God breathing this word through them. They were writing down the very words of God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Granted, this is a translation. This King James is not inspired. It's not inspired, but it is the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
It is an English translation of the Word of God. So it's being read directly. That's one of the ways the Scripture is proclaimed. And you know, God Almighty, being God, has the right, the ability, and the right, the authority, to use this word whenever, wherever, and by whomever He's pleased. One of the greatest messages about the sovereignty of God was preached by a reprobate. And that was Balaam.
Yes, sir.
Doing
that. That's true.
Balaam. A man who was declared to be in the New Testament an apostate.
Exactly.
Yet he spoke the truth of God. And who told him to go do what he did?
Yeah.
God did.
Yeah.
God did. Somebody said, well, God told him not to go. And God told him he was going to go.
That's right.
But he ought not to go.
Exactly.
But God knew he would. Because God had ordained for him to go.
Yes.
And we won't even go into all that. So the first way is by being read directly. That is the preaching of the inspired writers. The second major way that the Scriptures are proclaimed is by being quoted directly.
Yeah.
Now let me say this, and you know this here. This Bible, God's Word, means exactly what it says.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to try to read Christ into the Bible. Christ is in the Bible.
Amen.
I don't have to try to read him into it. I don't have to try to find him there. He's there.
Yes, sir.
He's not lost to start with.
Exactly.
But the second major way the Scriptures are proclaimed is being quoted directly or being quoted indirectly.
Yep.
Being referred to. Joe, we often put things in our own words.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But it's still the truth of God if we're saying what this book says.
Yes, sir.
Still the truth of God. In other words, we're never told just to get up and quote Scripture, are we? No, it's truth. God uses His Word, truth, to convert.
Yes, sir.
But conversion is more than the above.
Yeah.
It's more than what I just mentioned.
Yeah.
I read the Bible for years and had no idea what it was really saying.
Yeah.
I had the Bible quoted directly to me for years and I had no idea what the Bible was saying. And I had the Bible quoted indirectly and put in other words to me for years, but I had no idea what the Bible was saying. As a matter of fact, not only did I not have an idea what the Bible was saying, I thought exactly opposite of what the Bible was saying.
Yeah, that's it.
It wasn't just I wasn't getting it. I was getting it wrong.
Exactly.
That's I wasn't just in a neutral state. I was in a negative state. But conversion is more than just these things happening. Look at Psalms 19, the 19th Psalm. And as I said last week, there are those, and we heard this. I was standing this close to a man one time that when we were at Mabscott said, I'm tired of hearing people denigrate the Word of God.
Oh, yeah.
The man had no idea what he was talking about.
That's exactly.
No idea what he was talking about. Here's what, the only people who are telling the truth about Scripture are those who say what the Scripture says about itself. No less, but what else? No more.
Exactly.
No more.
Yeah.
Psalm chapter 19, time's flying by. Let's just begin in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect.
Amen.
Now sometimes when we read that word, the law of the Lord, it would mean the law of Moses. The commandments given at Sinai. But here in the context, it's much more than just the law.
Yeah.
Here it's talking about the Word of God.
Yeah.
God's Word.
Yeah.
The law of the Lord is perfect, and what does it do?
Yeah.
It converts the soul.
Amen.
That's what the Scripture says it does.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Scripture says this about itself, right?
That's right.
Now, if the Scripture says this about itself, then I have the right, yea, I have the responsibility
yes,
to
sir.
Preach and teach that.
Yes, sir. Right.
No less,
yeah.
But no more.
Exactly.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is what? It's sure.
Amen.
In other words, you can hang your hat on it.
Yes, sir.
Now, it doesn't matter whether men believe it or not. That's not the point. It's sure. Whether I believe it or not, it's sure.
Exactly.
The testimony of the Lord is sure. And that's why we know it's the word, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. He's talking more than just about the law of Sinai. But let me tell you something. God also uses that law in the salvation of His people. Not to be saved by law, but to show us our condemnation.
Yeah.
The law reveals sin. Paul said, "This happened to me." There was a time he knew about the Bible, Joey knew about the law, but he didn't really know what the law was saying. He said, "But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died." When he finally was given eyes to see and ears to hear what even the law said, "Thou shalt not covet," what happened to Paul? He found out what he really was.
Exactly.
But it's much more than that. Here's not just the law, Sinai. It's the word of the Lord. Because the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. What? Making wise the simple.
Yes, sir.
I fit that category.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm simple.
Yeah.
This word makes wise.
Amen.
The simple. What did Paul tell Peter?
Yeah.
About the Holy Scriptures. They're able to make thee wise unto salvation, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
This Scripture is not my Savior.
No.
My Savior is a person who died for me in my place and paid my sin debt.
Amen.
He's a person.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Yeah.
And we worship Him. Making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right. And what does it do? Rejoicing the heart. Do you? Here's the question I want to ask myself and you. Do you see yourself here?
Exactly. That's it.
Do you see yourself here? Statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. What does it do? It enlightens the eyes.
Amen.
You got to have eyes to start with.
Yeah.
But it enlightens the eyes.
Exactly.
Where does the eyes come from? God gives the eyes.
Amen.
Our Lord said so.
Yes, sir.
When He illustrated mankind as four different types of ground.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
And He said, "A sower went forth to sow." What did He sow? The Word of God. This.
Exactly.
The Scriptures. Yeah. And he's sowing the good Word of God.
Yes, sir.
But the only piece of ground that Word illustrated as a seed,
yeah,
brings forth fruit out of is what? Good ground.
Amen.
The seed fell on good ground. The seed doesn't make good ground.
Amen.
That's what our Lord said. I'll stick with Him.
Amen.
People can stick with whatever they want.
That's it.
I have to stick with Him. Let's look at the fear of the Lord is clean. enduring forever. Let me tell you, once God gives you eyes to see and you truly fear him, you'll never get over it. You won't be able to get over it. Well, I might backslide. You can't backslide from that. It's like saying, God Almighty creates something, but I'm going to stop it. It doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Doesn't happen. Yeah. Scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. You can't even kill someone unless God Almighty suffers you to do it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Well, men take other men's lives all the time. Yes, they do, but only because God Almighty suffers it to be so.
Exactly.
Henry Mahan said one time, and he was using the words to prove a point. He said, until that time, God has determined the time of my death. In that sense, I am immortal until that time comes.
Yes,
no one can kill me.
Right.
Exactly. Fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. And notice, altogether.
Amen.
More to be desired are they than gold. Is that what the word of God means to you?
Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not just reading this. I'm not just wanting to establish doctrine. I need to establish doctrine, but I'm saying, has that doctrine permeated, invaded, stuck you plumb to the soul?
Exactly.
Does this word lay hold of you and capture you in your heart and mind and soul? More to be desired are they. What are they's put in there? But it's, are what? God's law, right? God's commands. See, that's what he's talking about. Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant, what? Warned.
Yes, sir.
And in keeping of them, there is great reward. How do I keep the Bible?
Yeah.
By seeing what it says.
Yes, sir.
That's how you keep it. See, most people think, well, then you've got to start doing the law. You can't.
Right.
Well, you've got to believe God with all your heart. You can't unless God gives you a heart to believe with.
Exactly.
Scripture says about Lydia. And it says Lydia worshiped God before she ever even heard the gospel.
Yes, sir.
That's what it says.
Yes, sir. Right.
She worshiped God first.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it says. Now somebody said, well, but she already knew the Bible. Thousands of people know the Bible, but they don't know the gospel.
Right.
Thousands of people know about the gospel, but they've never really heard the gospel.
Exactly.
But it says of Lydia, who worshiped God, and it says, what? That God opened her heart.
Amen.
That she attended unto the things which were spoken by Paul.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says about itself.
Exactly.
No less, but no more.
That's it.
Now turn to John chapter 8. Now, when we talk about the Scriptures, most people, and to an extent, by some of the things I've said, people say, well, you're just talking about quoting the Bible. Right? You're just talking about quoting this passage or preaching from that passage. But the Bible centralizes its truth. Truth is centralized. Truth is personalized.
Yes, sir.
All truth is embodied in the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In other words, what I'm trying to say by that is you can know all kinds of doctrine from the Bible and then miss the one that the doctrine speaks about. John chapter 8, look what our Lord said. Let me just begin in verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in what? In my word.
Amen.
Then are you my disciples, what? Indeed.
Yes, sir.
You don't continue to become a disciple.
No, exactly.
Okay. But if you are a disciple indeed, you will continue in the word. And ye shall know the truth, not just the facts.
Exactly.
The Bible's full of facts.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of facts. The Bible's full of the fact that Paul told Timothy, drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. If you think that gives you the right to drink wine just because you want to, you don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You got a fact, but you don't know what truth is.
Exactly.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you what? Free. Free how? Free where?
Yeah.
In here.
Yes, sir.
In here. And look, they answered him, saying, we be Abraham's seed, were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? You see, religious man, unregenerate men and women, even if they believe.
Yeah.
You see that? Well, I believe, so did these people.
Yeah.
Okay? But he said, you're going to have to continue.
You're
my disciple indeed. You're a true disciple only if you continue in my word.
Amen.
And you're going to have to see the truth.
Yeah.
Because it's the truth that sets free. And they lied.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they?
Yes, sir.
They're under bondage at this very time.
Yeah.
Rome's boot was upon them at this very time. But the natural man hates the truth so much that he'll even deny the reality of his circumstances to try to get away from the truth.
Amen.
Jesus answered them, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the slave of sin. That's the true rendering. The slave of sin. That's me. Me. Look, and the servant abideth not in the house forever. Ah, but look, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free. Now, who's he talking about? The Word? Or himself?
Exactly.
You see, what he said, what he's just said, if you're my true disciples, you continue on my Word, but it's going to take an act of God to get you there.
Amen.
And I'm God. That's what he was saying.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, sir.
If the Son therefore shall make you free. He didn't say if you see the Son in the Scripture. That's not what it says.
No.
You will see the Son in the Scripture.
Yes,
as he will in a moment say. But it takes a work of the Son first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what he just said. If the Son therefore shall make you free. You're free. You're free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed. Here were people who believed. But ye seek to kill me.
Exactly.
Because my word has no place in you. And let me tell you, that's me by nature as well.
Yes, sir. That's it.
His word had no place in me by nature.
Exactly.
I speak that which I have seen with my father. Ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you'd do what Abraham did.
Amen.
You know what he says?
Yeah.
You'd do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. Abraham didn't do that. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. So which got to come first?
Exactly.
You see that?
Yeah.
And it takes God being someone. You don't get God to be your father.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole illustration. You don't choose your father.
No.
Well, I'm going to choose God to be my father. You can't do it any more than you could choose your own daddy naturally.
Exactly.
Right?
That's it.
You don't choose your own daddy.
Nope.
And let me tell you something. God's the only father that has the ability and the right to create his own children.
Amen.
Exactly like he wants them.
Yes, sir.
Joe, while they're in the womb.
That's it. Yeah.
What he purposed to do before they even existed, he will begin carrying out as soon as they begin to exist.
Yes.
Jesus said, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Now, if anybody's words ought to have had power, would it not be his? And yet here were people who couldn't understand the very words of very God Almighty himself.
That's it.
Right?
Amen.
Why do you not understand my speech? Why? Even because ye cannot hear my word.
Amen.
Ye are of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
That's tough language.
That's it.
You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And look, and because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me.
Amen.
You see?
That's it.
What did our Lord say about the word? He said it's vital.
Yeah.
But you can't get it. Right?
Exactly.
It's vital.
Yeah.
The word, if you continue in my word, then you'll be disciples indeed.
Amen.
But you can't get it.
Exactly.
Now someone said, well, that's because they were reprobate. No, it's because they were fallen.
Yes, sir.
It's not because they were reprobate. It's because they were fallen. They were born dead in trespasses and in sins. And so was I.
Exactly.
We were the children of wrath, even as others.
Exactly.
And look, which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Which must come first?
Amen.
You must be of God first before you can what? Hear God's words. That is
Amen.
Christ, God manifest in the flesh, own doctrine. I take his word for it.
Amen.
Don't you?
Exactly.
No less. No more. Then they said, just like they do about us, you're mad. You got a devil. You're not a good Calvinist. No, actually, we probably are the Calvinist. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast the devil? You're crazy. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. There's the whole point. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death.
Amen.
Then the Jews said, now we know you have a devil. Abraham's dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. That ain't what he said.
No, he didn't.
Notice how people, the natural man, fallen man, will change anything at any time to suit his or her own purpose.
Exactly.
Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Who do you say you are?
Yeah.
Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him. But I know him, and if I should say I do not know him, I'd be just like you. I'd be a liar.
Exactly.
Isn't that what he told him?
Exactly right.
Our Lord was tough.
Exactly right.
You know? But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see what? My day.
Amen.
And he saw it. And he was glad.
Amen.
I believe what that says. Well, he's seen types and symbols. It didn't say he's seen types and symbols. It said he rejoiced to see my day.
Amen.
He saw it and was glad. And let me ask you this. Who was preaching the gospel to Abraham?
Exactly.
God was.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you this one. Who was preaching to the whore Rahab?
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nobody was. Yet before the spies even showed up, Scripture says she had faith.
Amen.
Because she received the spies by faith.
Amen.
Somebody says, but faith cometh by hearing. No, it don't. Because it don't say that. Your King James might say that, but that's not what the Bible says.
Exactly.
And we'll look at that in detail, God willing, later. Faith doesn't come by hearing. Faith is manifest by hearing.
Exactly.
The cometh, if you'll look, it don't belong there. You can read the majority text, or that is received text, or even the others. None of them have come.
Exactly.
They don't exist. Why did they put it there? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's not there. And it doesn't say faith comes by hearing. That's not. Faith comes as a gift of God.
Amen.
Faith is then manifest by hearing.
Yes, sir.
That's what our Lord's been saying. I read those passages.
Yeah.
That's what he established as the truth, right?
Yeah.
We're reading it here. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old. Hast thou seen Abraham? The question, the answer is yes.
Exactly. Amen. Yeah.
Yes. But they just I couldn't get it.
Exactly.
Jesus said unto them, Truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, and then he used that word,
yeah.
I am.
Amen.
These Jews knew what he was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Then, and it proves it too, then took they up stones to cast at him.
Yep.
You see? Yep. Why? Because he right here, he just said, I am God.
Amen.
I am. That's the name of God.
Yeah.
When Moses asked God, who should I say has sent me? When I go talk to Pharaoh, remember, Pharaoh was viewed as God on earth. Was he not? Who am I going to say is sending me? He says, I am that I am.
Amen.
So much so. Now think about this. You remember when our Lord said this phrase in the garden, what happened to a group of people, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
They fell back.
Yes, sir.
Onto the ground.
That's right.
When he said, who do you seek? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am. And it said they fell back to the ground.
Exactly.
That ain't what happened here though, is it?
No.
He said, I am, and they wanted to kill him. The whole point is this. One, you must see Christ in the Word.
Amen.
Right? But you can't unless the Christ of the Word enables you to.
Amen.
That's what he taught.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he?
Yep.
And he said it in several different ways. He that is of God. First, that's what it's saying.
Yep.
Here's my Word. You don't hear and then become of God. Nope. You got to be of God first. And that's talking about, somebody said, let's talk about election. If he meant to say election, he'd have said, he that is elect. That's not what he said.
No.
It's he that is of God.
Yeah.
Of, what do you mean of God? Born of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what it's talking about. Born of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1. Well, let me, for the sake of time, I've got just a few minutes. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. And the Lord willing, we may back up later and look at these other. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. Now, let's just begin in verse 13. Which things also we speak. Now, the context is this. Paul is talking about men preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
He's actually just said in verse 2, For I determined not to know anything among you save what? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He said, that was my message to you when I came to you. For what was it, two and a half years that He preached to them?
Yeah.
And He said, I determined not to know anything among you but this one subject for 2 years, Christ and Him crucified. Now He says, which things also we speak. So what's He talking about? Preaching, right?
Yeah.
Teaching. Testifying to the Word of God, the truth of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches.
Yes.
So see, even then, if you learn anything, I mean, if you really learn it, it's not me that taught you. It's God Almighty that taught you.
Amen.
Right?
That's it.
That's where the truth, He's the teacher.
Yes.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. And how does He do? Comparing what? Spiritual things with spiritual. Notice the circle. Spiritual with spiritual. Because our Lord, the truth is, the precedent's already been set. That which is born of the flesh is what?
Flesh.
In this circle are all things spiritual. Outside of that circle is everything flesh. The two don't mix. They never mix. That which is born of the flesh is what?
Flesh.
Nothing else. Spiritual things don't jump out and do something to the flesh. The flesh stays like it is always.
Yes, sir.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of what? The Spirit. God's Spirit. That born of what? The gospel? No. Preaching of the Word? No. Born of who? The Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is what? It is Spirit.
Amen.
Now, does Paul believe that? You bet he does.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what he says. Look, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of what? You see, the natural man can't even receive the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
God is not even teaching natural men anything. He teaches only spiritual men and women. That's what it says here. That's how dead we were.
Exactly.
That all we existed was out here in the flesh. We were not spiritual. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Something had to happen, what? First. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are foolishness unto him. And I say, I know that's where I was, and that's where my flesh still is today. For they are foolishness unto him. And then look, neither can he know. It's a complete, absolute inability.
Amen.
Something new has to be created by God to even be taught. That's what it says. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Why? Because they have to be spiritually discerned.
Amen.
They're not fleshly. You don't. Now, the fleshly doesn't discern the spiritual. The spiritual doesn't make the fleshly spiritual either.
Exactly.
You see, no less, no more. Yeah. What am I by nature? That which is born of the flesh is what?
Flesh.
They have to be spiritually discerned. That means understood, comprehended. A person has to be given spiritual existence first. Look, but he that is spiritual, and the word here is judge, but this is not talking about condemning, but he that is spiritual judges all things. He sees this word and he says it's God's word.
Yes, sir.
And he starts looking, what does it say?
Exactly.
Look. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is what? Judged of no man. They don't get you. They don't get me.
That's it.
They can't understand.
That's it.
There was a time when I didn't get it. When Job began to tell it to me. You know why? Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But then something happened. And you know what it was? It's called being born from above. And all of a sudden I started to what? To get it.
Yeah.
To get it. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that we may instruct him? What? But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You see, it's not talking about having a divine mind. It's the mind of. It is a mind he gives us.
Amen.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And even this word doesn't change that. It's what it just said right here in front of us.
Exactly.
That's what I just read.
That's it.
A natural man cannot.
Exactly.
Right? Cannot. According to Paul, look at this. Let me give you the Galatians chapter 1. Now think about this. You see, we are giving credit to God what the Scripture gives credit to God. And we are giving credit to the Scripture, what the Scripture gives credit to Scripture, and people get mad at us for it.
Yeah, you're right.
I ask, why? Because man still wants some little bit to do with it, even if he's a Calvinist.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to preach the gospel to somebody. No, you don't.
No.
Our Lord told those one people, if these do shut up, what? The rocks will cry out. Yes, God's word will be heard, but it don't have to be by me.
Exactly.
God's pleased to use me. He's pleased to use you, and that's it.
Amen.
Period. And if he's pleased to get rid of me, he'll kill me today.
Yes, sir.
And his purpose will still march on.
Yes,
and it won't miss one beat.
Amen.
Not one beat. Well, I'm going to go out there and win souls. No, you won't. Not to Christ. You may win souls. Christ wins the souls he's purposed to win.
Amen.
But that's what I say, Galatians chapter 1. Look at what he says here. And you, this is familiar. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from what? See, the first thing is God. I hear a lot of people talk about the gospel, and they talk about the 5 points. Or one of the 5 points. You see, the whole thing is not the gospel, it's God.
Amen.
Have your eyes fixed upon God in Christ.
Amen.
The gospel tells you about God in Christ.
Yes, sir.
It is the gospel of God concerning His Son.
Amen.
I don't have to preach about the gospel. I just have to preach Christ.
Amen.
See?
That's it.
Some people think that because they're preaching the 5 points, they're preaching the gospel. You can preach the 5 points and still not have Christ.
Amen.
I marvel that you're so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto what? Another gospel. But then He is quickly moved to make sure there is no misunderstanding. And He said, which is not another.
Exactly.
Because there's not two gospels. There is but one. It's stated in many different ways. It's called the gospel of the kingdom. Well, if you got a kingdom, you got what? A king and some subjects.
Right. Yeah.
You see?
Yes, sir.
It's called the everlasting gospel. Why is it everlasting? Because it's as old as God is. Exactly. And that's probably not even the right way to say it. But that's the only way I know to say it. Because it is God's word.
Exactly.
Well, look, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would what? Pervert.
Yes, sir.
The gospel of Christ. And Paul basically says, but though we, including who? Himself. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we preached unto you, what does he say? Let him be accursed.
Amen.
I see there are people say, well, y'all believe God just regenerates people willy-nilly and they just go to heaven. No, regeneration is not a goal, an end in itself. You are regenerated for a reason. That's to be able to see Christ in the Word.
Amen.
That's why you're regenerated. Regeneration is not the end. It's the means to an end.
That's it.
And you're going to be converted by what? The gospel.
Yes, sir.
The gospel. Not some false gospel. Not some false gospel. But though we are an angel from heaven preaching any of the gospel unto you, and that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man, or any, that's any, a man, angel, it doesn't matter. Well, if only God would come down and tell me himself. He did.
Yes, sir. That's right.
He has. But let me tell you, even if God comes tonight and visits you in your bedroom, He will tell you no more than what you got right here.
Amen.
Why? Because you remember the rich man who lifted up his eyes in hell? And he said, Father Abraham, I got some brothers and I care about them. I don't want them to come to this place.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not what he said?
Yeah.
Send back Lazarus, because they'll listen to somebody if they be raised from the dead. Yeah. And what did Abraham tell him? What did he tell him? They got Moses and the prophets.
That's right.
They got the word of God.
Exactly.
Let them hear the word of God.
Yes, right?
Yeah. You remember, and this it just struck me the other day when Jim was preaching. I'd read it over and over, preached from the passage, but our Lord on that road to Emmaus physically hid himself from those two disciples.
Yes, sir.
Would not let them see who he really was until what? They seen him where? In the scriptures first. And people say, well, if I could just have a dream, if I could have a vision, it better say what this says. Because
exactly
this is what God has ordained. You know, Peter said, I seen some things on a mountain.
Yeah.
This is what Peter, I seen some things. He seen our Lord transfigured, and he met Moses and Elijah.
Yeah.
But then what did Peter say? But we have a more sure word of prophecy.
Amen.
Even more sure, Joe, than what he seen on that mount.
Exactly.
And you know what it was he said was more sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You see, the truth is, the sword of the Spirit is what? The Word of God. And God doesn't bring you to life with the Word. He slays you by the Word.
Yeah. Amen. Yes,
that's what it says. The sword of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
You don't give life with a sword, do you?
No, exactly.
You stick with the sword. You see, as I said last week, we are so dead, we don't know we're dead until God gives us life.
That's it.
That's how dead we are. We're so unable to understand, we can't understand until He enables us to understand. It's the sword of the Spirit. And remember, it is His sword, not mine. It's not mine. Well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to take this sword. No, take the sword. It says, take the sword, but it's what? The sword of the who? The Spirit. Now, I will start with this, God willing, next week. You remember what Paul said? What is it? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But mighty, how?
Yeah.
How? But mighty through God. I give no power to this.
Yeah.
I add no ability to this. My this is nothing.
Yeah.
Paul said, yeah, one man plants a seed. Another man comes along and waters. But who gives the increase?
Amen.
Does the seed give the increase?
No.
Does the water give the increase? No. They're both absolutely essential and necessary.
Yep.
But who gives the increase? Where do we give credit to?
Yeah.
This?
No.
No. To God.
Amen.
But God brings forth the increase. That's what the book says about God.
Amen.
And about itself. We will stand on that. No matter what everybody else says.
Exactly.
Father, teach us these things. May it be by your Spirit, you teach us that not just we see doctrine, but we taste these things, we experience these things. And Lord, slay us with your word, with your word. Bring us into submission to Jesus Christ. Knock down our citadels, knock down our castles. Through your mighty, mighty weapons. I ask it in Christ's name. Amen.